UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Alumni UMH, el espacio para los titulados de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Dear listener, welcome to this very, very special program of your favorite radio podcast, Alumni UMH. Today is very special because we are not in Elche as we usually are, but we are in Riga, Latvia. And we have a wonderful audience here, as you can hear now. They will be clapping much more, but I have only a few time. Okay, we are now in Latvia, but we are going to Elche, that is where we have the studios. We have three objectives with this program. Of course, the engagement, internal and external, communication, but also professional collaboration. Let's see if we achieve it. But before, some background. In 79 years, we will be 100 years old. So we are still young. Radio station launched in 2007 and now has more than 100 programs. Alumni is 6 years old. And we have five seasons of this program. Three questions: what, why, and how. What? We're talking about 1 hour podcast addressing one undergraduate program. Each week, each month, we do one. Why? To let the voice of our alumni be heard. And how? We have an editorial team where journalists can participate and can help us. Sorry? Yes? 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 Oh, we have a surprise. We can connect with Susie. You know her from last year, maybe. She was one of the members of the first editorial team that we had. And we have live. Hola, Susie. Hola. Hola, Susie, can you hear?
Hola, Alex. Hello, everybody from the University Radio Studios at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche. Well, I joined the alumni editorial team when I was doing an internship in London. I can remember this day perfectly because I was there checking the inbox, and then suddenly I received an email from Alex, and I read something about a radio program, a new radio program, and he invited us to collect stories, anecdotes about our graduates, about alumni members of my university. To be honest, I didn't know much what alumni was in this moment, but I thought, why not? Couldn't be cool if I involve myself in some activities related to my university and, of course, in my radio. So that's why I accepted. So actually, it was a cool experience. Now I work as a journalist in the Service of Communications at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche, and I manage different radio projects. So I'm very, very happy indeed. Anyway, have a nice meeting there. So I wish I was there. I'll be here from Spain and see you soon.
Thank you very much. Strictly live connection, real. What is the development of a typical radio show? We have three phases: pre-show, live broadcasting, and post-show. In the pre-show, we send a questionnaire to all the members of the undergraduate program that we are going to do, and ask them some questions about experience in the college and professional experience. Then the editorial team makes alumni stories that we record. That alumni stories, we listen to them in the live broadcast. And we make three kinds of interviews: to the faculty dean of that program, to the members of alumni that answered, some of them, and to one fondly remembered professor. I tell you more about that later. And in the post show, we go to the email, social media to let the people know we have made this program. Which are the outcomes and impact? We think this radio podcast has impact in many different groups, and it's very nice for us. Journalists of the tutorial team feel significant to the university. They are doing something that has a very concrete result and feel good because they are doing that. We have had, till now, 22 collaborators because some of them repeat year after year. Alumni members, of course, let their voice, and that's very important. Till now, we have more than 150 responses to questionnaires and more than 100 live interviews during the program. We also, the faculty deans can talk about the undergraduate programs, and we all know the faculty deans like to talk about the graduate programs. Fondly remember professors. Please let me explain. We have a question that is, tell me professors that you remember with care, with love. People thought that was a very dangerous question. One professor there, but they do remember people with care, do remember professors with care. And to that professors, we send a message telling, thank you. You make my work much easier because of you doing your work so well, it's very easy for me to keep the contact with that person. It has appeared the professors many times this today and this. Okay, 5 minutes. Wow. I think that is an action that is very, very important for us. We do this even when we do an interview, a writing interview. Always that question is in the questionnaire because it gives me more than because I can tell that person you are a very fondly remembered professor, and it's very, very, very important. And the relationship with that professor, with alumni, is much, much better from them. Also, the staff from other university units can receive feedback because they remember occupational observatory, or they remember international relationship, they remember the secretary, they remember people that were nice to them when they were in the university. And also the current students can listen. Former students of the same degree that they are studying. So, as a conclusion, we had these three objectives, and we think we achieved all of them, even more than we thought before we began with the program. Of course, the engagement, we get a very important engagement internally and externally. With the professors, with the other units, with the alumni, we also it is a key tool for us for communicating about alumni. Many people know alumni because they know there is a program, a radio program, and I love that you say the radio is not dead. By the way, I remember now. And the professional collaboration, that editorial team. I call them and say, why don't you come and we take some coffee? And because they are during a year or more than a year collaborating with us. So, some of you cannot be in Elche because of the police question, we come back to Riga and let this final sequence of the program go.
Dear listener, as you know, this music means we are ending the radio podcast of today. It has been a pleasure to share this time with you, and we hope you have enjoyed it as much as we have. Keep listening to us.
the, that's all, folks.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.